Our scripture reading for today is in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Paul wrote, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." That's what I want to speak about today, for such a time as this. It's a universal trait of mankind to yearn for the past. One man called it a prevailing human illusion. The illusion that times that were are better than times that are have no doubt pervaded throughout all ages. We are living in times filled with movement, exciting with change, and dreadful and destructive potential. No one can read today's newspapers without being appalled at the conditions of our world in its political situation, its shattered moral standards, and its spiritual destitution. Reading today's newspaper can be a depressing activity. The Bible calls them perilous times. Have you ever thought about living in some of the times of the past? If so, what age would you have liked to have lived in? Would you have enjoyed traveling with Abraham from Ur to Canaan? It certainly would have been a rare experience to have lived when Moses led the children out of their Egyptian bondage. Would have been the most fascinating thing that could ever imagine, being able to witness the Red Sea as it parted and the children walking through. It's almost overwhelming when I think of the great things I would have been able to see. Living in the days of John the Baptist would have been an exciting time. Perhaps living during the days of Paul, when the Christian message was first being carried over the world. I know that would have been a grand time. The days of Martin Luther would have provided an excellent opportunity to show our colors for Christ. We did not live in those days, however. You and I have been born into this day. If God had wanted us to have lived in the past age, then it would have been so. This is our time. Evil as they are, you and I are born for a purpose in these times. God needs us now. Perhaps it is with us as it was with Esther. In Esther chapter 4 and verse 14, when Mordecai said to her, "If you all together hold your peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house shall be destroyed. And who knows whether you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" God has met each crisis of each day with the people of that day. If the days of Abraham were better than this day, it is only because Abraham lived in it. The same is true of Moses' day. It was a day of trouble and travail, sorrow and sadness. If there were any good about it, it was only because Moses lived in it and decided to do something about it. The labors of John the Baptist and the perils of Paul are well known. Only because God used them in their time are these days recorded today. The evils of the 16th century was desperate, yet Martin Luther and others like him lived and give hope to the world. Real men are not greatly influenced by current conditions. They instead exert an influence on their time. This is our day. It is a threatening, brooding, explosive, violent age. No other person has ever lived in times like these. This is our day. It's a treacherous and deceitful and confused time. The Apostle Paul looked to our day and gave a catalog of the evils that would be among us. But if we're going to do anything about it, we must keep the will to be used. We must want to be used with such fervor in offering ourselves to Him so freely that God can indeed use us even in such a time as these. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.